So some of you may remember, around about 6 to 7 years ago, I was talking about orthotropics, how you can change your face, how any man can go from a 1 to a 10, and of course, the infamous hollow cheeks.
I talked to you guys about having hollow cheeks. You can't really see mine at the moment. I definitely have them, but I've got a puffy face from bulking and I've got a bit of a beard right now.
My comment section was just filled with people who said, there's no way this guy is going to be able to get hollow cheeks. He won't be able to change his face. It's all genetics. This is simply just cope. Fast forward to this recent video in my house in Granada, and you can see a drastic difference in the way that I look.
Everyone who doubted me. Starting to think I am.
I am living proof that any man can change his entire facial structure. And as I once said to you guys, any man can go from a 1 to a 10. So how did it all begin?
Like if you guys are gonna feel that the male advantage is coming.
10 years ago, I was living in Toronto, and I saw a video of myself side on, and I didn't like the way that my jawline looked. I realized that I looked nothing like the younger version of myself, and my face was actually regressing. I found this video from this guy called Dr. Mike Mew. It didn't have a lot of views at the time, but what he was saying was making so much sense, which led to us meeting in real life.
One word answer. Is modern life making us ugly?
Yes. Modern society has made life easier, but it may be affecting the way we look. We visited orthotropic specialist Dr. Mike Mew.
Years later, we see the term looks maxing has become a household term, and young men everywhere know exactly what it is and they're all acting on it. An icon of the looks maxing community is a guy called Marlon, who's quite literally become famous from being handsome.
NBA, if you're a footballer, if you're a soccer player, whatever you is, I promise y'all right now, I'll take your bitch.
My shit is like glistening.
Okay, it's glistening.
I don't think any other time in history has this been a factor. With women being able to work and having their own lives, I don't think aesthetics has ever been as important as it is today. With that being said, I'm going to take you through everything that I did to become who I am today.
Think clearer, work harder, look better. Go beyond theory.
Try to catch me howling at the moon.
First things first, the most important factor, diet. Right then, boys, let's cook something. So, I think we do some steak, and I think we do eggs, and I think we put together a little dish of a secondary, so I can show you guys what I actually eat. Let's get the pan out, let's get this going. I've never done this before. This is not something you're expected to see me doing. Let's get excited, let's start cooking, although, I do actually need this little spoon as well, and that's a little trick. Use smaller cutlery. In terms of forks, you can get smaller ones, but if you just use, if you just put a small amount on your fork, take smaller bites, I'll show you in a minute. Who cares? Here we go, Liver King style. Let's do this. So avocados actually is a little trick for you guys. In modeling circles, they get you to eat 2 avocados a day because it's so good for your skin. And it makes people look incredible. So yeah, they get them to eat 2 a day. Now this isn't a cooking show, but I'm gonna show you guys how to open them. So you cut it all the way around, peel it off like that, and what you get is that. Just there we go, that'll fall out. And then cut around here. And don't waste it, because these are expensive. Don't just like take the best bit, try and take all of it. These are expensive as hell, you don't want to waste this. I don't think they were ripe, but there we go. Guys, you have to start eating clean. If you're at an age where you're still having shit food, you know, it's just immature. It's just doing no favors to yourself. Your energy levels are lower. I know it's tasty. Oh my God, it's delicious. Like, guys, it doesn't matter. Wouldn't you rather look good, feel good, get better results in the gym? And then you have people say, there's no way you're natty. We're doing a video very soon on like how I'm natural. And I don't think you can get in much better shape than this, natty. I think my legs could be a little bit bigger because I've only just started training them properly. But I'm going to show you guys how I stay in this shape year round, natty, my diet, everything that I do, my training. And it comes from just pure discipline. Like, I don't eat shit food. This is kind of my diet on a daily basis. I'm not eating crap. And as you can see, I'm already cutting this up into smaller chunks for the hollow cheeks, because what you'll see on the side of your face is two buccinator muscles, okay? And the buccinator muscles here, I'll show you, there and there, you can look too tense and feel them. Their sole job, from my knowledge, is to keep food in the center of your mouth so you can chew it properly. And if you don't stuff your food to the sides of your mouth, like a hamster, you know, that sort of shit, which I see everybody do. Watch people now in the future. Now that you have that knowledge, watch people. Let's turn this down a little bit. As soon as they put some food in their mouth, they shove it straight to one of the sides, their favorite sides. And what that creates is an imbalance in the face. Now, if you did it evenly, still not good, but it would be better. But people do is they grab the food and they shove, maybe it's bread, straight here. And then they have an imbalance in the face, kind of like that. And it makes people look terrible. And it would be so simple just to understand how the body actually works. Because, for example, if I were to take this small piece here, which is probably a normal size that I would normally eat. Just chewing it in the middle. Keep chewing it. Don't be a greedy man. Get it down to little bits, and then when you swallow, you just swallow from there. So you could even hold there. And when you swallow, it just needs to be throat only. What they call that is an adult swallow, because this is infantile. This is an infantile suckle. When a baby's drinking from a bottle or a mum's breast, they're suckling, you know, and that's what these muscles are used for. That's why I don't use straws. Anybody who plays like a wind instrument or brass instrument, stuff like that, they're blowing all the time. It's not good. This is, it's simple. If I went to the gym and I wanted to shrink my bicep, I just don't train my bicep. Okay, it's really simple. If you want to shrink these muscles here, because there's not a lot of fat in this area, you just don't use them. And when you don't use them, it shows that you have an adult face, a masculine adult face. Even when women have it, it's super attractive because it shows that everything is working properly. They are an adult and there's nothing attractive about big puffy cheeks. Women can get away with it, but there is nothing attractive about big puffy cheeks. And to get these hollow, you swallow 2,000 times a day. So if you can master it with your food, then it becomes a natural reaction where I'm swallowing now. Yeah, throat moved a little bit, but you wouldn't know. So these don't get used and they just hollow out more and more and more over time. And if I were to, I've got pictures I'll show you from Granada. But if I were to shave this down and you get the correct down lighting, oh my God, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer and nobody really knows about it. So what we're going to do now, I always use Greek yogurt as well. I think Greek yogurt is it's an absolute weapon. You can use it with so much. Just give this a little flip before it dries to the pan, stick to the pan. Don't get too carried away with my presentation, guys. I'm not a chef. Although, we do have a private chef coming here next week on that table right there. And there's going to be 14 of us for private dining with the beautiful views of Canary Wharf. And that is a 1MI event. And we're going to be doing it every single month. This month's going to be Japanese and Korean food. And then we're just going to keep going from there. So, because I'm always in a very slight calorie deficit or maintenance, so to speak, because I still think you can build muscle without it, I don't put a huge amount in, but enough just to get everything going. And it's also cheaper. If you use all your food in one go and you get greedy, it's not a good idea. I always like to go to bed feeling ever so slightly hungry. Try my best to make it look presentable, guys. Does it seem silly to put peanut butter in with nuts? See, these, you saw me buy them. They're like a fiver. But look how many you use. Right? That's going to last you like 2 weeks. £5 for 2 weeks. Excuse me, guys. I am the chef and I am also eating. So that's not unhygienic. It's my house. Put a big lump of this in there. There we go. You don't need too much. Nothing crazy. A little bit more, just a big bowl. So I would have something like that. Full of flavor, full of nutrients, good for you. You've got avocado, you've got raspberries, you've got Greek yogurt, you've got cashew nuts, macadamia nuts, and you've got peanut butter. And it's got everything that you need. So people go for like crazy amounts of carbs. This is one thing that really changed my life, is lowering my carb intake. So I saw people have like a bowl of porridge. Okay, and if you actually look at this sort of these sort of ingredients, or you look at vegetables like carrots and stuff like that, when you actually look at how many carbs you're getting from these things, it's like 20 grams, 10 grams, 6 grams maximum. When you look at like a bowl of porridge or like a bowl of rice or a bowl of pasta, which is good for restoring glycogen storage, but people are doing that all the time, just addicted to carbs, just shoveling down 200 grams, 200 grams, 200 grams in one sitting. Your body isn't prepared for that. And you will feel tired, you'll get sleepy, you'll get puffy, your face will get extremely puffy. Guys, it doesn't, trust me, it doesn't work. That's the only real carbs that you need, unless you've had a massive leg workout. You need a serious refeed, you're looking skinny, you need to feel a little bit more puffed. You can do it, you can strategically use carbs, but on a daily basis, that's pretty much all I would eat. I would maybe skip breakfast. It's another trick of mine. I kind of fast every single day where I don't really eat breakfast and then I don't eat late at night. So I almost have a window where I do eat. It allows me to get more work done, but also, you know, it gives your body time to actually use everything. And your whole body just ends up, your face just hollows out, your body just operates better. I think we're greedy in this era. I think people are stuffing their face with so much food and it's low nutrition food. That's where they're getting the problems from. It's so easy to, like, if you're a guy who is sub 16% body fat, has some muscle, eats clean, doesn't drink alcohol, lowers his salt and sugar intake, which you'll notice I don't put any salt on it, no sugar, nothing like that. There's no cereal in my house. I'm not a child. If you're a guy who just lives like that, who goes on a run once a week and hits the gym four times per week, you look on Instagram and you think, God, I look like shit. You walk down the street, everybody's looking at you. You stand out amongst the crowds. If you've got a nice suit on, you are like top 0.1%. It is so easy, but people don't want to have the discipline to do this. Do I get sugar cravings? Yes. Do I have nights where I'm like, I'm sick of eating chicken and steak? Of course I do. Would people say to me, don't you like chocolate? Don't you like cakes? Don't you like... Of course I do. Of course I do, but I just don't eat them. And you'll find the longer that you go without eating these foods, the easier it becomes. Your body eventually actually... I had a tiramisu around about a month ago and went, oh, that's disgusting. It's like one of my favorite things, tiramisu, as you saw in the supermarket. I had a cheesecake and was like, oh, it's actually made me feel sick. I even had just had some breaded chicken pieces and I was like, that's disgusting. You turn it over and it says 56% chicken or something. Your body just becomes accustomed to what you have. If you eat shit food, only shit food tastes good for you. If you eat good food, eventually your body thrives off it and understands that's all it needs. And one thing I found, so one of my cheat meals, is turn this down before it spits at me and we get a hilarious moment on camera. But one thing that I used to do is have dark chocolate, 90% dark chocolate, because everyone told me that it was brilliant for you, it's healthy and stuff like that. It's full of boron and it's really healthy. If you spin it over and see the ingredients on the back, we looked earlier, it was 10.1 grams of sugar. Okay, per 100 grams or something like that. I think in the whole thing, there's 10 grams or 20 grams of sugar or whatnot. Either way, let's call it 10. If you look at 10 grams of sugar as an actual picture, guys, it blows your mind. Because when you look at the chocolate, you think, oh, it's 90% dark chocolate. This is really good for me. When you actually look at a picture of how much sugar that is, like it would fill this cup. Okay, it's my favorite ever cup. This is from a company called Suprike, okay? It would fill that cup. That's how much sugar that you're consuming. When you see it in a bowl, it is absolutely ridiculous. I'll bring up a picture on screen. We'll just search it for yourselves because that's how I found it. There's enough sugar in these berries and everything that you're consuming in that banana That's all you need. You don't need added extra. You don't need to have some cereal and put some sugar on it like a 5-year-old kid. You look like you live. I don't know why people don't understand that. You look like you live. If you look like a grown man, then you probably go to the gym, lift heavy shit, have a tough life. You probably eat some decent stuff. If you look like a guy who is a dad of four, then you probably drink a lot of beer and go to the pub and have a roast dinner and all that sort of stuff. It's not rocket science. It really isn't rocket science. If you've got a nice lean face, probably do a little bit of cardio. You look at any MMA fighter or boxer, and I've always said to you guys when I made those videos, why are boxers and UFC fighters so handsome? Even the ones that are ugly based on like their facial features, they still have amazing bone structure. You look at somebody like a Max Holloway, not a historically handsome guy, but his cheekbones are like up here, they're solid, his face is lean, all of them have got hollow cheeks. And it's just the nature of the training, the cardio, the fact that they're some of the only guys in the world that train their neck. It's just a whole, and they do weight cuts, which means that they're in a heavy calorie deficit for a long time. Your body needs these things. Do four, even do more if you want to. Right, that was probably the most successful egg crack I've ever done in my life, so don't get excited. It's just gonna get worse. Nope, no shell. We're doing well, 2 for 2. 3 for 3. Just starting to think these are good eggs. 4 for 4. Sorted. So you can see there, guys, eggs, massive bit of steak, some great nutrition in there. That's pretty much what I would eat on a daily basis. And then, maybe, I would have some of these chicken thighs. And I would maybe put some more eggs in there again, or I would use something else. I haven't got a lot in here right now. I've got another 2 steaks and stuff like that, but maybe have a smaller steak. But it's crazy. Like, when you eat this sort of food, you don't actually need a lot. It's pretty nuts. You can eat the same sort of things on repeat. You tend to not be as hungry as you would if you have the sugar cravings. Like, I'll show you something else as well, just up here. Sorry to ruin your shot. That's pretty much, I'll show you what supplements and stuff I take. So I'll take that, which is this whey isolate. I'll take that probably once a day before training, because I got told by Sam Asghari years ago that it puts it into the muscles while you train. I take my own supplement. That's why I built it. That one's not actually been opened. I'll show you, because people will say this guy's a fraud. So I've got, that was the original. That one there, which is the one I use, which is nearly empty now. I use that every single day. That's why I put another one in there. I do have creatine, and here's the thing, actually. This is a massive topic. So everyone talks about creatine. Great for building muscle, terrible for looks maxing. Okay, as soon as I take this, puffy. I just hold all the water in the world. So I keep it, choose not to use it. So if I do a massive leg day, I'll take some before and I'll take some after, because it just destroys my body. But I barely use it. So everyone says keep using creatine. I promise you now, the second I use it, my face just bubbles up. I have double the level of puffiness in my face, and I hate it, because as a bald guy, your face is already round with hair. Like, hair shapes your face. And this just makes me look, just gives me a moon face. I don't like to take iron. I take this copper, chelated copper. I put them all on here so you can see it. I take D3, marine collagen, and B12, I assume. Yep, B12, and then my own supplement. So that's kind of my stack. I take that every once in a while. And obviously that, which I don't think we'll get in there. And I take that. So that's my stack. That's what I'm having on a daily basis, okay? But in terms of food, this is it. This is kind of all I eat on a daily basis. I'm 4 liters of water. If you're not having 4 liters of water per day, you are messing yourself up. I've had days where I've looked kind of puffy and tired, bags under my eyes. You walk, not that it's about this, I'm not looking for it, but you walk down on the street, zero female attention, you drink like 2 liters of water, and within an hour, it's like you're a completely different human being. You're now walking around, getting loads of attention, you look good, women are smiling at you, which, like I said, I don't care about that. It's not about that. It's about feeling as good as you possibly can yourself. But if that's happening when it didn't happen before, that's obviously having an effect on your body. And it sounds strange in a natural diuretic sense, but the more water you drink, within reason. Don't go crazy. 4 liters a day is enough. 3 if you haven't been to the gym. But if I drink 4 liters per day, it flushes the excess out of the body. So it's so strange. The more water you drink, the less your body will hold, and it will just keep the system flushing, and it will keep it lean. It will get rid of all the waste. It will drain your lymphatic system under here, and it'll make you look as good as possible. So you join me here. I'm just going to talk you guys through how the basics of orthotropics works from my point of view and my understanding, how I changed everything. So at the top, we've got the cycle. If you look down at this page here, so what we've got is jaw, which is strength. Okay, then we loop this round here. So we've got jaw that's strength, which becomes tongue, which is positioning, which then, there we go, you can see, loop it round over here, then becomes maxilla, which is a bone, which we'll get to in a second, in the center of your face, which is time, because that just takes time to change, okay? And that's where it finishes. And then you can continue just like to complete the loop and continue strengthening it over time. And then if you keep it strong over time, the tongue will always stay on the roof of the mouth, which I'll explain the importance of in a minute, which will drive the maxilla bone upwards and forwards, which again, I'll explain in a minute. So if you actually want to achieve this yourself, jaw strength, in my opinion, this is where people struggle. Jaw strength can be changed in a matter of weeks. And then tongue positioning can be changed in a matter of, so I have to write that down here actually, tongue positioning can be changed in a matter of months. That's how long it's going to take for you to get used to that habit. And then here's the problem for a lot of people. Maxilla, that's where I put time, that's going to take, draw that in there, that's going to take years. And that's the problem for so many people, right? So it takes them weeks to strengthen their jaw, takes them months to learn the tongue positioning and make it an unconscious habit. And then the maxilla bone to move, it takes years, and that's the patience that people don't have. So everyone can change it for a little while, they can dedicate to what they're doing, but after maybe 6 months to a year, they've gone back, they've regressed to their old habits, and that's what messes so many people up. This is what I did well, is I was able to stick at this for probably, I would say, 8-9 years now, and that's when you get the serious changes. After around about 10 years, that's when you can change your entire face. If you're under a certain age, it can change every single year. You know, when you're a kid and your face molds so quickly. As an adult, it happens over a much longer time span. And a lot of you guys watching this are probably in your 20s or teens. Give yourself around about 5 to 10 years. If you give yourself 5 to 10 years, you'll see drastic changes, especially when it's coupled with fitness and health and whatnot, which we'll get to later. So the maxilla bone, what does it look like? Now, I'm not an artist, so bear with me, but let's just say that's the skull and that's the mandible. The maxilla bone fills kind of this shape here. So that's the maxilla bone. So if you look at that, the maxilla bone is taking up the majority of the face there. It connects to everything else. It connects to the cheekbones, the teeth, it connects to the buccinator muscles, it connects to your forehead brow bone here. So it is the center. This is what Mike New said to me. It's the center of facial beauty. It's connected to everything else. That's why it's got such importance. Now, the reason it's got such importance is upwards and forwards. So if we look at this here and we think of the bottom jawline being there, if we think of the upper palate, because that's what we got at the roof of our mouth, is the palate being there. What you want is your tongue, especially the posterior third, to be positioned around about there. Okay, so if this is the tongue, that's where we want it. Okay, we want it up against the palate here, because then what it does is it pushes upwards and forwards. And what happens when you push this upwards and forwards is the face grows forwards. If you ever look at chimpanzees or anything like that, they have a very forward developed face because they haven't had the technology that we have. For example, if you're sat on your phone all day and you're looking down like this, like your face is going to grow in an unnatural way. And then what happens is your face rotates because we're social creatures. So if you're looking down like that, your face isn't going to naturally be down. It rotates so that you're still looking upwards. And that's when you get this regressed jaw. Ideally, you want your, you know, body to be like that constantly so that this all grows upwards and forwards. Okay. And this is the posterior third back here. This is the area that you want to be attacking because they work as a pair. And what I mean by they is your upper jaw and your lower jaw, okay? So if you drive your maxilla bone upwards and forwards and your jaw grows forwards, your bottom jaw won't stay like that. It's not going to stay like that. It's going to go and meet it like a hinge point. Right then, boys. First things first, we are going to shave our head. Now, reason we're going to shave our head, not because people said, should I look there? You can leave this in if you want. That's so weird. I was talking to myself. The reason I'm going to shave my head is because for years I said to you guys that when you shave your head, even though like I was forced to do it, but what it did to me is expose my face. It showed me what I actually look like. And so many of you guys are like 90, 95% hair. If you took your hair off, your face wouldn't have that framing and you would just look, your face would look weird. It would get exposed. So I think the best thing that every guy can do is shave his head. Okay. Now, people have said to me before, he's just trying to level the playing field. Funny, I get it. But the thing is, yours is going to grow back. So you're going to shave your head and then it's going to grow back in like... Now, you can do yours with a buzz cut down to 0.5, whatever you want to do. It's going to grow back. Just pick a time, maybe do it in winter when it's going to grow back in 2-3 months. You can be inside a lot more, wear a hat if you wanted to. But it's going to expose your face. You can actually see what you genuinely look like. And then you'll know what you need to improve. Because at the moment, a big bag of hair on top of your head is just... It's like, when I wear a hat, I look like a completely different human being. I need to know what I look like. And here's what will happen. You will go back to the drawing board. And you will improve all these areas. And you'll realize, actually, I'm kind of puffy. Actually, my body fat does need to come down. Actually, my face is a little bit irregular. Once you improve that, and then you let the hair grow back, you're going to look twice as good. Okay, so it's a benefit to you. So we'll speed this up. I need to shave my head anyway, but we'll just power through this the rest of my life as well, because in winter my SMP looks incredible. In summer, with the light shining off it, bouncing off your head, it exposes like the bald bits. 70 kg. So if you're 70 kg, we still recording?
Yeah.
Right then, boys, while you got the razor out, a little trick. Okay, I used to have curled eyebrows. So imagine me looking like that. I'll just do one so you can see it properly, like compared to the other one. So I used to have curled eyebrows. Can I... Like that, okay? They used to bend round, I had loads of hair. It used to go down to here. And one day I realized, after looking at pictures of like male models and stuff, that they have their eyebrows like this. Okay, don't shave off too much. Don't mess yourself up. But if you just do that and just make the bottom of it level, you end up having this like straight line eyebrow. You don't want it to curl around. It looks like teddy bear eyebrows otherwise. You end up looking like some kid's toy. And I mean that as well, I'm not joking, right? So when I say teddy bear eyebrows, they do that for a reason. They make teddy bears have like these circular round things because it makes them look cuter. You don't want to look cute as a man. You want this to be up here, you want it to be straight across, because then it just gives you this straight line. It gives you like a stronger brow. And then I just clean off a few, you know, excess hairs in the middle. I used to get it threaded, but I haven't got time for that anymore. But I used to have my barber do it. It was this Iranian guy, and he was really good at it. So I just spotted one hair. There we go. So yeah, I just shaved that, and it just keeps everything kind of level. Make sure you don't cut yourself, because a cut in between your eyebrows makes you look an idiot. But yeah, you just lift these up. That's all you're doing. And if it's straight on the outside, then what it's going to do, like I said, is give you this straight brow. It's going to make you look way better. Now, another trick I've been doing for ages is here. A lot of people do that straight line swoop. I think it makes you look an idiot. Honestly, when you have these straight angular lines, I don't like it. I've been letting the stubble run up a little bit, just run up the face. And what it makes you look like is you don't care. And I swear to God, not caring is the best trick in the world. Next up, what you want to do, I learned this one from David Gandy. Now, I actually shaved it earlier, so bear with me. There we go. Learned this from David Gandy. I used to put a line all the way across like that. It's the effort thing again, though. It's massive effort. It's like, look at me, I've drawn an exact line between my lips and what it is too much. David Gandy, I saw that whoever does his shape up, and they do this for a reason because it works, they shaped up just here. So they just started here in that gap. No, I'll stop there because I did it earlier. So I did that earlier today and it creates a gap here. So you don't get like the dry skin around your lips and it just creates a little bit of a gap, but it leaves it here. I don't know why, but it works best. Okay. And with these side bits as well, you don't want them to like hang down too much. It's not really a good look. Now, when you do your neck, which I don't think I'll do today. I might do it tomorrow because I'm doing something tomorrow. I don't want it to grow back. But what you do is, this is an old barber trick. If you want it to be level, stretch this out, grab your hand, stretch it out, and then when you shave it, you'll be able to get it exactly level, or you just go to a barber. But if you haven't got time, stretch it down and then you can find where it is. And people always say go up to the jawline. Don't do that. I promise you, it looks so fucking stupid. Every barber I've ever had is like, drop it by a little bit. Just drop it slightly underneath, okay? You don't want to go all the way down. It just looks stupid. But what you do want to do is, if I set this to the max length, underneath here, I'm cheating again because I did this earlier, but you want to shave that down underneath so it's flat, because if it starts to like point out and whatnot, it ruins your jawline. So, and the other trick I do, and again I did this earlier, usually I have this shorter, but you want the sides to be shorter than this bit here. So this bit and this bit needs to be longer, and you need to create a gap. I don't know if you guys can see, but you need to create a gap between that and that, so that is actually longer then up to there. So I usually shave in between, but definitely you got to create a gap there, because then it gives you like the impression of like a longer face, a longer jaw. You can have that bit there, that does work, but you got to create some sort of gap, some sort of level. It's what it is, level changes equate to angles. That's what I discovered. So if this is shorter than this, it gives a level change. It makes that look sharper than that and stuff like that. And then it blends it all together. So if this is flat, this is leaner, this is thicker, it gives you like that sort of look. It just does that naturally for you. This just tiny little cheek. I know it's a weird stony face, but like it will just give you cheat codes that other people don't know about. Next up, just to finish off, get one of these nose trimmer. You've got to do nose and hair. I've got to do it now because mine are hanging out. And I would say we look significantly better already. I really would. I think with the shaved head and the straight brows, obviously I did all this earlier, but I would say we look significantly better. Now, my skincare routine at the moment, I won't put this on now, so I'll just show you now. This is retinol. Retinol stops you aging. I put that on every single night before I go to bed, okay? So serum is 3% retinol. It's pretty expensive from Face Theory. That I met a woman once in a place called Cheltenham, and she had fucking angel skin. The woman was like 62. I was like, what's your secret? And she was like, retinol every day since I was about 34. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna start doing it. So next up in my routine, we will do some exfoliation, which I've already done today, but it can't hurt to do again. I usually do it twice a day, one in the morning, one at night. So wet the face first, only slightly, so everything runs a little bit smoother. This is from Rituals. Rituals are a really good company. So this has like this charcoal grit in it. I don't know if you guys can see. Like this. I'll put it on my face anyway. But it's got like a charcoal grit and it just cleans the dead skin off your face. And you see these old guys that have massive pores. Like you'll see on their nose, they have holes like craters. The aim of doing this all the time is to stop dirt getting into those pores and stretching your skin out. And it gives you the appearance of being youthful. So although people might say, oh, I saw no difference from doing it from like a day. Guys, that is not the aim. The aim is to do it over a long period of time, because if you've got all this dirt just cramped up in your face for like 30 years, you've never exfoliated, your skin starts to weather and stretch and those pores start to stretch. It's not good. And it's not, here's the thing as well. Jeff Logan said this years ago, and if you don't know who Jeff Logan is, go and look at his stuff, go and look at his transformation and how good that guy's skin looks. He's always said it's a five-finger punch approach. So as much as people say, hey, get in shape, that's just one thing. Clean diet, two things. Skincare, three things. Facial exercises, four things, whatever the fifth might be, whatever you want it to be. But like, he would throw it all together and he would say, as a combination, that's like a punch. Do you know what I mean? Not one thing on its own is not that strong. It's a poke. But all of it together is a punch, and that's when you get a crazy impact. So if you're exfoliating your skin and you've got a clean diet, the skin that's being exfoliated that's coming through is clean as hell. I would say, like, my skin looks way clearer already, guys. People who don't do skincare are just young. That's the thing. When people go, I don't do anything. Yeah, because you're probably like 18 years old. That's why. So it doesn't matter. This is called Avenir. I actually bought this in Granada when I was at Granada House. This woman said to me it's the best one, and it is phenomenal. I think it's got salicylic acid in, or whatever they call it, and it just strips your body of all the oils. The more testosterone you have, the more oily your face is going to be. So for me, this works perfectly, because if you've ever spent time with me, and many of you have now, with 1MI and all the events, if I'm sat there for like a whole day, I could wipe grease off the top of my head. I always have to get like a cloth or something or some tissue and just wipe the top of my head, because it always gets greasy throughout the day. That's just testosterone. That's just what happens. And when I do this twice a day, once in the morning, one at night before bed, that's when my skin is at its absolute best. If I do it once per day, it looks good, but twice per day is the sweet spot for me. And before bed is a big one. So we can see it already, our skin is really coming together. And then it's probably a good idea to get some moisturizer as well. I've actually run out. I can prove it in a second, but I've actually run out. But after you do this, if you put on like a really good moisturizer, something like a SPF, then it will protect you against sun damage for the rest of the day as well. So you see all these guys in Michael Jordan documentaries being like, the guy was a beast, we just won the championship, and the next day he was back in the gym. It's no different with skincare. It's like, you're tired, you want to go to bed, or like looks maxing or whatnot. You're tired, you want to go to bed, you cannot be bothered, but you do it anyway. And then you do 50 of these, and then you put your retinol on and whatnot, and then you get yourself to bed. And it's like, that pays off in 10 years time. Just 10 minutes per night, just doing the extra work. Just 10 years time, you sit there and you go, wow, I'm glad I did what I did, because if I hadn't, you wouldn't see the result. It's same as the gym. Like, nobody's ever sat there and gone, 10 years on, I wish I didn't hit the gym as much as I did, because I hate the fact that I look better than everybody now. And it's the same with skincare. If you stay on top of it long enough, and if you look back at my old videos, which we'll bring up on screen, I look younger now than I did then. 100% I look younger now than I did then. And people say to me all the time, like, you're de-aging as you're going on. It's because I wasn't doing any of this. Like, if I never went out and got drunk three nights a week, which is what I was doing, plugging alcohol into my body nonstop, which you guys need to quit immediately. The only exception would be like a glass of red wine or a whiskey, like once every few months, just for fun, for like a friend's big birthday, like a 30th or something. That's the only occasion you can do it. But if I could go back in time and cut all that out, I would still have a full head of hair. I would probably look even younger and stuff like that. I'd have slightly few less gray hairs. You just destroy your body in the early days and it comes back to bite you as you get older. You see all those women that are like beautiful and going out partying. When they hit 30, they look so bad. It's the same is true for men, but we're just a little bit luckier because our skin can take it. So as long as you capture it before you're 25. And like, I've been using like aloe vera, I've been using shea butter, cocoa butter, avocado butter works really well on white skin. Cocoa butter works really well on black skin, but for me, for white skin, it was avocado butter. If you use stuff like that all the time, it just keeps you going. Like I said, the beard's gonna dry out. So all you gotta do now for this brand is, it's called Zeus. See, actually it'll be backwards, wouldn't it? So let me show it there. Really good beard oil, smells good. It wasn't cheap. I think I actually got it off Amazon, but it's not cheap. But it is incredible, and it smells just like oud. I get a lot of compliments about this. So, on the hand, and then just rub it in. Right, so we're actually gonna do the facial exercises, which Please, guys, don't use the NPC music like you did last time, because that went really viral and forced man out of context. No, I'm joking. It's the best series I've ever seen. I loved it. The amount of times I've had a laugh over those. So, this little trick. For years, I used to chew the mastic gum. And to be honest, I think it's massively helped me. Like, I've got these lines here on my head that I don't see many other people have. And it's a real, like, distinctive, like, angular feature. I think it helps me massively with the way I look. And it allows me to pull off the bald head. That's from just chewing relentlessly. And if you chew and hold here, your head actually moves at the top, so it gives you this like boxy head look. And if my hair was longer on top, like an extra grade or two, you would really see that like angular box look, which is masculine, that's good for a man. But I discovered this because what I found when you're chewing the gum is your hollow cheeks bubble out. Like you work your cheeks at the same time. So this device here, the jaw exerciser, just hold it in place and just chew from here. Now, I won't make you watch me do 50, but I do 50 in the morning, I do 50 at night. The reason is it works here, but it doesn't work here. So the reason I hold it in place is so that I can monitor what's going on. When I hold it in place, I know these aren't being worked, but I know this is being worked. So my jaw's getting bigger, these are getting hollower and staying hollow, and you end up keeping this like really boxy shape. And like I said, if you want to shave this down, so if you wanted to go over that and make that shorter, these would be even more pronounced. These would be more hollow. These would be up. It makes it look even better. Finally, guys, wrapping up. I'm going to go for a jog and I am going to lift some weights. I'm going to show you guys the type of intensity that you need in order to actually grow a muscle. So let's hop over to the gym now. I'm going to show you some clips from previous footage because it was hard to film. And I'll show you me running around London as well.
What you want to do is lean ever so slightly, lock the elbows in. The trick is the elbows shouldn't be moving. So when you come up, they're there, you're pinching. A lot of people do this and they lean, they chuck, the arms are moving around, it's shit. You want to be locked in here, just purely focused on the bicep. And try and find a mirror and slightly lean to take the weight away from the body and just lock in on the biceps there. This is one exercise that really probably doubled the size of my biceps over the last, like, I'd say 3 to 4 months. So, you know, just lock it in, look in the mirror. Just keep it tight, elbows locked in. That's the trick with biceps, elbows locked in. Whenever you're doing anything free weight, anything like this, it changes the game. I definitely think it doubled the size of mine, because what I was doing before, I was over moving, I was rotating, I was doing stuff like that. I was throwing it up, and it's more of like a shoulder workout than anything else. But if you just lock in, you just hold it here, elbows aren't moving. Really get that pinch and hold at the top. Then it actually becomes a bicep workout rather than like shoulders or back or anything like that. That's what I mean. Intense, really push it. You can do a lot more than what you think you can do.
And most importantly, guys, once you've done your training, once you look as good as possible, you've done your skincare, you look amazing, make sure you capture some videos, some photos of that, because, you know, you're never going to be as young as you are today. And you can dual use it for social media. You can use it for dating profiles. You know, if you're looking your best, then try and leverage that. It goes a long, long way. So I'm going to wrap it there, guys. I will give you a part two in the future, and we are going to do a natty training video in the next video that we film. Mm-hmm. So a lot more information, but those are the basics to get you started. Hope you enjoyed. I'll speak to you all soon.